When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Single tree, I believe.
Ah, you knew one I didn't. And the on the wagon, you'd have two horses, and each one has a single tree. Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
That I don't remember.
Don't know. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you would say that he was doing what with that load of wood?
He was hauling it.
Right. And suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and did what to get it out of the way?
Drug it out of the way.
All righty. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
And after you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
A harrow.
What is it that the wheels of the wagon fit into? I believe you've already told me that in another place. That's it.
Axle.
Right. We mentioned that before. All this about the horses and their wagons might be not too easy for a city girl to remember. What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths?
The only thing that I ever saw them use was just another log.
And sometimes they might have an A-shaped frame that they would use it, like when you go to all-day meetings and there's cooking on the grounds to put boards across for church supper.
A spit, do you?
Might. Now, you straighten your hair with a comb and a... Or comb it with a comb and a...
Brush.
And you sharpen a razor like they used to a long time ago on a leather
strop.
Ah. What do you put in a revolver?
Bullets or shells.
All right. And what they weren't using live ammunition in this particular, maybe it was in maneuvers in the army. If they weren't using live ammunition, they were just firing blank
cartridges.
What do children have in a park or a schoolyard where one sits on each end of the board and they go up and down?
Seesaw.
Right. What do you call a lumber plank fixed at both ends that children jump on? They jump up and down on. On it. I think I have seen them one time, maybe in at the park, and one end goes in with into two pieces of board here clamped together with iron, and then between them it would be a board, and the other end it would be lumber, and they get in the middle and jump up and down.
I don't know.
I don't see them much.
We never had one of those.
No. Now, there might be a plank that's anchored in the middle to a post or a stump. Children get on each end and spin around.
Mm-hmm. That would be called a merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round. When children are playing on a seesaw, what are they doing?
They are seesawing.
Exactly. And when you... Oh, did you have a long rope on a tree with a seat on it?
Oh, yes.
And it was a
swing.
Exactly. But did you ever burn coal?
No.
In any of your homes that you've had since, have you burned coal?
I've burned some coal since.
And what did you carry it in?
Well, it was a... What do you call the things you carry coal in?
Well, just what would
bucket.
Be a bucket? Coal bucket.
Coal bucket.
All right.